Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
Music time, a little bit lighter on the show this morning, and from a number of music legends to up-and-coming artists. Every Saturday, Sarah Jane normally at this time features a musical artist that you would love to listen to. And this week, we've got our guest. She's the daughter of a preacher man, and she hails from Mitchell's Plain. Jodie Janchis joins us this morning to tell us more about her world of music, and she was awarded a SAMA nomination for her debut album. Jodie, welcome, and very good morning to you.
Good morning, Zane. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about, yourself, and where did music start for you, and what was the major influence for you in terms of music?
So it all started for me in church. I started singing in church. I have a twin sister, and the two of us started singing in church, and we were small, and we started singing in church, and I think that really showed me that I wanted to, do this as a career. Then in 2016, I auditioned for the Crescendo, and I started formally doing music. And yeah, I guess I haven't hooked back since then.
You sing and write songs both in English and in Afrikaans, and I've actually had a look at one or two of your Afrikaans songs, and actually has it been a wise choice for you? Have you been able to capture both markets when it comes to English and Afrikaans?
I do that because I am both a English and Afrikaans speaker, and I really wanted to basically cater to both. I think I've really received good feedback from the Afrikaans community and the English. So I think both really appreciate it, definitely.
And you have a speech impediment, and I think we can hear that a little bit in the interview.
Yeah.
But you've been able to sing so beautifully.
Yeah, I don't really know how it works, but I'm stuttering all my life, but the moment I start to sing, it's gone. So I don't really know how it works, but I think it's a blessing.
God's grace, I think, is what it works like in any case. Growing up in Mitchell's Plain, and my teaching career started in Mitchell's Plain at Woodlands High School way back in the 1990s, and it was, the second high school in the area. How's Mitchell's Plain reflected in your music, if you reflect on Mitchell's Plain at all in your music?
Yes, so I don't really reflect specifically Mitchell's Plain, but I do try to keep to my heritage. There's a song on my album called Komakor, and it pays homage to our Xhosa culture, and the way I speak also. I think we in Cape Town have a special sort of accent. I think it's called Caps, and I think I try to stay true to that sort of accent also in my music and the way I say certain things.
You've been nominated for a SAMA. Tell us about the SAMA nominated album. What's it called, and how much is it, and where can people actually get hold of this particular album for which you were nominated?
So the album is called Woorde, and it's available on all digital platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. If you want to buy it, it's also available on iTunes.
And chatting this morning to Jodi Janchis, who's our music feature, and she's been nominated for a SAMA Award for her album. And of course, that particular album available on all the major streaming. Jodi, what happens for you going forward?
Yes, so I have a few exciting projects happening. I've been collaborating with some amazing people. I can't really say yet, but so I definitely have some new music coming out soon.
Jodi, we're going to be playing one of your songs this morning, and where can people find you on social media? You know, it's always a case of the younger generation wants to go and go and find you on Facebook or Instagram or somewhere. Where do they find you?
So my Instagram handle is @JodiJanchis, and the same on Facebook and Twitter.
Jodi Janchis, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.